Silence.
Oppenheimer.
I think they're talking about us. No way.
I myself am strange and unusual.
This is Nerd Prey Radio.
Nerd alert!
These nerds are a threat to our way of life.
See, this is the stuff that brings nerds together.
So it's sort of social. Demented and sad, but social, right?
If I'm interested in it, then by definition, it is nerdy.
Are you in loser denial or something?
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
My dad's a nerd.
And welcome to episode 283 of Nerd Pride Radio. 283, did you know that the Trump Building in New York is 283 meters tall? That's right, not to be confused with Trump Tower, also in New York, which is a hotel and not as tall. No, the Trump Building was built back in 1930 as the Manhattan Trust Building, and on completion it was, for a short time, the tallest building in the world. So ask me how I'm doing today. Go on. Ask me.
How are you doing?
I am awesome! My name is Mike Jones. I am a Pathfinder slash D&D nerd, a history nerd, a sci-fi nerd, a comic book nerd, computer nerd, movie nerd, comedy nerd, science nerd, gaming nerd, plus... there's like seven other kinds of nerd. I only wish I was nerdy enough to be. You are listening to Nerd Pride Radio, the place I go every week to haver on about all the nerd stuff that just won't fit in my skull anymore. And as always, we're recording live from our Nerd Pride studios inside Alan Moore's beard. See, that's what you get after 5 weeks of practice in the banjo. That's right. I think I'm ready for fifth grade band. How about you? All right. I'm in. This week, I am going to forego the meticulously plotted portion of the podcast, and instead, I'm just going to give you a very small installment of, hey, how's it going? Yeah, what's up with you guys? Oh, man, we have been busy. It just feels like we just never have a moment. So, you know how that goes? And I think... after this, like, last 2 weeks of just feeling like we're never caught up and there's just more things piling on top of things. And my wife finally says, hey, I think we've been sick. She said, I think I had some kind of cold or flu or something last week. I'm like, I looked back and yeah, nobody was ever running a fever at any point, but we all went through this cycle of having sore, achy muscles all over and just feeling like we couldn't get enough sleep all the time and, minor colds, stuffed up, indigestion, other symptoms. It's just, but it was never enough to actually be like full blown sick. It was never enough that I would call into work for it. But yeah, just exhausted for 2 weeks. And so therefore you've probably noticed that there was no podcast last week. I couldn't make it to my Pathfinder game this week. My buddy Dave and his brother, along with a couple others, played some Godball online this week, and I was not able to sit in on Godball. Oh man, and how I wanted to! We had someone doing virtual reality in Godball. It was awesome, but I didn't even get to it. So that's what's been up with me. I just feel so much better now. I mean, still not great, but wow, way better than yesterday, way better than the last couple weeks. So that's why I also did not write down a single thing on the master list for this last 2 weeks. Like, I've had all this opportunity and never wrote a thing down. So I don't have a meticulously plotted portion today, and that's going to be all right, because I'm going to rely on you guys to do all of my heavy lifting for me. And we're going to start straight off with the Pod-O-Matic. Hot dog, this is the Nerd Pride Radio Pod-O-Matic. At the end of every cast, or in this case the beginning, I bring out R2 and his fully pimped out Pod-O-Matic bubble, and he rolls up random topics for me to talk about. And where do these topics come from, you ask? Well, That is where you guys come in. If you want to hear me hear on about something, you send your questions or topics to me by email, or better yet, in a private message on my forums at nerdprideradio.com/nerds. I will add it to my Podomatic list, because Podomatic is about whatever you want it to be. And we don't have a full 100 right now, and we're going to have a lot less after I do a dozen or so here today. So send me some Podomatics. I am desperate. I really love the Podomatic segment. I love R2, and I want to keep doing it. So send me more questions. Now, give me 1, 3, 8, 50. I don't care. All right, maybe not 50, but you know, I guess if you want to. That's up to you. Anyway, the first number is 47. And 47 comes from, hey, there it is. 47, oh my god, that one's huge. All right, sorry. If 42 comes up, that's the big one this week. 47 is from Walrus. And Walrus says, beard jewelry, either Viking style or Peter Jackson Lord of the Rings dwarf style. Neat or lame? All right. Beard jewelry in a fantasy setting, completely badass. In real life, I think it was very person to person. I don't know. I don't know what I would think. I've never seen anyone wearing beard jewelry in real life, so I don't know how I would react to that. I mean, if you've got the right beard and the right attitude, I can see people pulling it off. But man, that's you gotta be committed to your beard for that, right? Okay, I guess I would have to see it in real life. Not just, I mean, I know I've seen it online. You can find pictures of stuff, but that's not the same thing as actually running into a live human being with beard jewelry. It would be odd and intriguing. I think I would be absolutely fascinated. Not my style, because I don't want to put that much work into taking care of my beard. But for those who do, hey, more power to you. Number 73. And 73, hey, it's Kyle. Oh, I love you, Kyle. You're awesome. Kyle says, I have a reward for great gameplay in my Pathfinder group where I give a player the 30-sided die, and they can replace any one die with it one time over the next two game sessions. What types of meta rewards have you used? Have I answered this already? Man. That's all right. Glad it's still here because, you know, I need the extra entries. So, meta rewards, usually it is like hero points. Basically, I give you a hero point and you can cash it in for, excuse me, you can cash in your hero points for just an opportunity to save your ass somewhere. It is a chance for you to alter the narrative in some way that's going to be beneficial for you. So, for example, and usually, you know, it's not like the level of being able to grant a wish or anything like that, but it's always just enough to save your ass. It's just enough to make this moment the dramatic moment you want it to be. And it's kind of left up to the situation, but, you know, the one time I remember anyone using a hero point, I'm sure there's been more, but the one time I remember it clearly was, it was in the first part of the Rise of the Runelords series, and they are crossing a bridge to get out to the Goblin Fortress, and the bridge breaks on them where it was cut, and as he's falling, Jacob fails his reflex save to grab onto the bridge and keep himself from dying, and so he instantly burns a hero point. And so I allowed him to get a hold of it, and it was, it made it into a really cool maneuver, and it saved his life, and that was the important part. So, stuff like that. But I don't know. I wish I did more of that. I always come up with really great ideas for how I'm going to reward players for good gameplay, and then I forget to do it, because I'm not a great GM sometimes. So, you know. Ooh, and there's R2 to save my bacon. 85. Huh, I wonder who 85 is. That is, oh, it's Kyle again. Hey, Kyle. Kyle says, if we can have centaurs in D&D, why can't we also have a smaller version, like a dwarf direwolf or a halfling blink dog? Those suck. Think of better ones. That's actually, those are not bad. Well, the dwarf direwolf is not as good. The Halfling Blink Dog is not bad because, you know, halflings and blink dogs work together anyway. They're already like a team. So, and it's really a good equivalent because, you know, halflings use dogs as mounts anyway. So a halfling dog centaur makes perfect sense. There were rules in second edition D&D. No, third edition. Duh. There was rules in 3.5 for creating tauric creatures. And so my favorite of those was the halfling upper body, and then it was an insectile something or other. But anyway, yeah, there are rules for it. You can have as many of those as you want, man. I mean, like I say, it's in a 3.5 book somewhere on races. And then this was a template that you could lay over any particular race. And I played around with it for a little bit. And, you know, there's some cool ones that you can do. So, the really good one I did was a group of halfling badgers. That I really liked the halfling badgers. I thought they were awesome. But, again, you know, it's your style. There's all sorts of great ones out there. I get that the halfling insectile one is just kind of reminiscent of the drow spider, the driders. That's the ones I'm thinking of, the driders of Lolth. But, you know, hey, there's a bunch of possibilities, and I'm going with halfling badger. I still love badgers. I think they're great. This one is a 73, which I'm pretty sure was just the last one. It was 26. 26 is, hey, it's from my wife, Lisa. Hi, Lisa. And she was just sitting across the room from me, but she left. So she doesn't even get to know that I'm doing her question. But my wife, now she's back. She'll know. My wife, Lisa, asks, so what would you do with the jawbone of an ass? And now she's looking at me puzzled because she doesn't remember asking this question. Who was it that wound up? It's a biblical thing. Hang on. All right, here it is. Judges 15:16. And then Samson said, "With the jawbone of a donkey, I have piled them into heaps. With the jawbone of a donkey, I have slain 1,000 men." So apparently, he was fighting an army of Philistines or something, and he was armed only with the jawbone of an ass, and then he killed 1,000 men. And this came up. Lisa finally remembered where it happened. One of the kids had talked about being in a game where he wanted his primary weapon to be the jawbone of an ass. And so we looked up the quote, and then she apparently sent me this question. So the question is, what would I do with the jawbone of an ass? Well, it depends on what it looks like. I mean, is it suitable for framing? I don't know. Let me go Google an image of a jawbone of an ass. Let's see. All right. Yeah. I know. Bible quote. Let's go to images. And let's see how that weapon looks. Oh, man. Okay. That would be a vicious weapon. I'll give you that much. What would I do with it? Yeah. You know what? I would probably slay no more than about 12 or 13 guys before they brought me down. That would be about it. Unless they knew I was coming, in which case I would probably just run away with it. Probably. I mean, because, you know, I'm a lover, not a fighter. 97. There is no 97 in here. 14. Let's do a 14. I like that. 14 comes from... it's Walrus. Hey, Walrus. Walrus says, job security podomatic. Does anyone care what board games the Walrus household has accumulated or what I think of them? If they do and say so, I will include a short review of one of our board games every time the previous one gets read. Well, okay, before I read the rest of your question, let me just say, yes. Yes, in fact, didn't we already cover this? Why are you not doing your own Walrus cast? Why is there no Walrus podcast out yet? Or is there one and you just haven't told me because I thought we were friends, man. Why would you not tell me you have a podcast? Seriously, dude. All right, but anyway, the answer is yes. Absolutely. I would love that. And if you submitted them, I would read them. You wouldn't even have to wait for it to come up in a Podomatic. I mean, you literally could just write a review and I would read it because, you know, I'm like that. So, get on it. Or you could even record it yourself and send it to me and I would make it a subsegment of this. I could do that. All right. Honestly, you've got a chance here, man. Seriously, do it. All right. But what about RPG games? Yes, of course. I have less of those, but not going to offer it as a regular segment or anything because, one, we don't have enough to last all that long, and, B, sounds like too much consistency, and the only things consistent in my public image are my whiskers. Yeah, no, dude, absolutely. Go ahead. Now that I've read this question, feel free to send me a review of whatever, and I will put it into the show in whatever fashion you feel is appropriate. You know, well, within limits. I mean, obviously, I get a line item veto on this one, but still, come on, dude. Yeah, I'm for it. 51 is, it's from Todd. Hey, Todd. Todd's awesome. Todd says, which movie or TV show do you think deserved more recognition than it got? Oh, that is a question that I'm going to say, wow, what a great question, because I'm stalling for time to try and think. Because, look, there's plenty of shows that I think should have gotten more of a chance. Even though, like Firefly. Firefly, I still think, fantastic show. Loved Firefly, would have loved to see it be a 3-season thing and actually get some real resolution within the show for all this stuff instead of hurrying through a movie. But Firefly got plenty of recognition, ultimately. I mean, it's a cult darling, and everyone loves Firefly now. You can buy Firefly merch everywhere in the world. So that's not a great answer. But a show that I really liked that I don't think got enough recognition, Man, this is a really hard question. I'm going to have to keep stalling. But no. I know what show. Dark Matter. Oh, my God. Canadian sci-fi Dark Matter. I've talked about it on the podcast a bunch of times. I love Dark Matter. I think the first season was a bit simplistic, I thought. I mean, it was a good start. It hooked me in. I was ready. But it was a little simple. And then season two, they really expanded it out, and the character development grew exponentially. By the third season, I was just in love with this show. I so badly wanted to see more of it, and then they just never got renewed. And it's a shame. It's a shame because other than me and Jeff Hawes, and maybe I could dig up some people online, it seems like no one ever watched Dark Matter. No one gave it the time of day. And now that people know that Dark Matter, it was really good, but then it ended without any real resolution. We, like, built up to a whole bunch of awesome, awesome stuff that we'll never find out how it ends. People are not as interested in going back and finding it because, well, damn it, it just didn't get a shot. So that's the one, Dark Matter. I would love to see more Dark Matter. I would love to see that thing get finished, but it's probably way past its chance now, which is too bad. 85. I did 85. Pretty sure that was the one. 72. 72 is, oops, if I had to come over here. There we go. Aha, 72 is from Kyle. Hey, Kyle. Kyle says, so, what's your activity that you do for shutting down your brain and meditating? I was using Candy Crush and Bubble Witch for that, but the reward systems on those games become self-perpetuating and work against the whole point of giving your brain a rest. Some of my kids do adult coloring books and puzzles. That seems to work. Maybe I'll go back to cribbage with grandpas. In general, if I need to shut my brain down and meditate, you know what? Cribbage with grandpas was great for that. I did try some spider solitaire. I think I mentioned this last time. I tried some spider solitaire for a while, but game apps, phone apps, I get too addicted to those. So, I don't really know. I mean, other than, you know, obviously I can watch TV and zone out. I like playing the banjo now. Hey, that's new. But we'll see how meditative that becomes as I keep up with it. If I keep up with it, it's been going well. Been going really well. But every single time I talk about it, especially on the podcast in public, it's always my fear that the next time we come around, everyone's gonna be saying, "Oh, so how's that banjo? Yeah, I haven't touched it in a month." You know, that kind of thing. So I'm always afraid to jinx it. But I don't know. That's a great question. Other than TV, if I'm on my phone, well, I guess a lot of it is just, browsing my own website and looking through, listening to podcasts. I do a lot of that. So I don't know. Probably not the best answer, but that's what I got. Ooh, thanks, R2. 09. 09 is, hey, it's Ronster. Hey, Ronster. Good to hear from you. Ron says, the county school system is on a 4-day school week to save money. What is your opinion of fewer but longer school days? I need pros and cons, so show your work. Whatever. The idea of shorter but longer school days, we already have lots of evidence, lots of scientific evidence that shows that longer school days are not great for kids. That's just not how their brains work. Getting up at 6:30 in the morning to have to catch the bus is not conducive. It's not the most conducive situation for learning. And that it's actually entirely possible that maybe you could get the same results out of less school, but it's hard to say because the studies out there are just, it's hard to do controlled scientific studies on people's actual lives. And so it's hard to know for sure, but I am, all in favor of the 4-day work week, 4-day school week. But, do we make sure we're getting all of our learning in? And I don't approve of the idea of sending kids to school for longer days to make up for that extra day off. I think that's ridiculous. But it's just, again, man, school is hard enough for most kids as it is just to sit through a whole day, much less making it longer so that you can have a long weekend. I don't know if I go for that. So, anyway. Oh, wait. Let me back that up, though. God, that means if I could flex my own schedule out, I could get 3 days off every week with my wife? Oh, wait. Yeah, for selfish reasons, I may just go ahead and change my answer completely. Yeah, we'll see. I've already rolled. It's too late. 07. 07 is from Walrus again. God, Walrus, you have really been racking them up this week. That is awesome, man. Walrus says, Aiden was coming up with Christian names for me. I usually use Wally the Walrus because to hell with expending too much imagination, am I right? The initial came up. My real name has three. All of them T, as it turns out. Oh, okay. Huh. The only question is to hell with spending too much imagination, am I right? In which case, I'll say, hell yeah, you're right. God, good for you, Walrus. All right. There it goes. All right. 69, dudes. Thank you, Lisa. 69 is from... Hey, it's from Ronster. Ron says, Podomatic entry. Stardate? No, he doesn't say Stardate. That would have been really funny, though. Podomatic entry. What is the last mistake you each have made, and how can you blame it on each other? Oh, Aiden's not even here for this. You know what? I'm going to take the number off of this one and leave it in the mix. And the last mistake I made was... Oh, it's a tiny mistake. It's like inconsequential, but I forgot to staple a couple of papers that I was bringing over to my wife, and she had said, "Oh yeah, I need those stapled," and then I forgot to staple it. But again, inconsequential. But it was still Aiden's fault because had he been here, I would not have been distracted. If I had known that my recording partner was going to be here, where I could rely on him, then I would have had the brain power. Keep everything in order, and obviously I couldn't. So I'm going to leave this one in the mix. So when it comes up again, we'll do the same thing again, because you know what? I'll make new mistakes before that one. I know I will. All right. 37. 37. Oh, man, that thing's huge. All right. Sorry, there's one question in here, and until it comes up, it takes up, I think it's longer than the page. So it's in an Excel spreadsheet, and the cell is too big to fit on the page. So as I scroll through it, it has this weird jump in the scrolling that just throws me every single time I go past it. And right now it's sitting at number 40. Oh, it's actually sitting at 41. And it is really big and awkward, and I am intimidated because I have no idea what's in it. I know I pasted it in there, but I don't remember doing it, and I don't know where it came from. So, in fact, it's so big I can't even see whose name is attached to it. Anyway, now having teased you with that, this one's from Kyle. And Kyle says, I recently watched the 2008 Rambo movie in which John Rambo helps some missionaries who are kidnapped by committing mass murder and killing at least 50 to 80 Asian soldiers. Would you ever think of going on a mission for your church? Okay. Yes, he does rescue missionaries by committing mass murder. You're right. Would I ever think of going on a mission for my church? I don't know. There's times that we've thought about it. They do missions all the time, and the people that we know who have gone on them have always had positive experiences. But, you know, we also have lots of great excuses about how, you know, well, just not right now. Our lives are too busy. And then eventually we'll wait long enough that we'll be too old. And then that'll be our excuse. So, my wife is over there going, yeah, you're never too old. And I'm like, yeah, I know that, but that will be the excuse that we use to avoid doing it. So I guess the real answer is, I would think about it. I don't know that I will ever have the wherewithal to actually do it. But yeah, I'd certainly think about it. 60. 60 is? There it is. Hey, Ron. Ronster says, describe for us a time when someone else's poor driving almost caused you to get in an accident. Now tell us about a time when you almost caused one. Wow, okay. Someone else's poor driving. Oh, man, there's a bunch of those. But, the best one I have is, I mean, this woman just pulled out in the middle of the intersection, I mean, just right in front of me, and she pulls out in front of me, and she is turning, she's making a left turn to go in the same direction I'm going. So she just turns in front of me into that road, and I am coming up at a normal rate because it's right in front of the police station. Like, literally, there's a police station on one side of the road and the fire station on the other side of the road, And so I'm obeying all laws because, you know, there's lots of signs of authority around. So certainly I wasn't speeding. And she just cut me off, and I wound up running my car off of the road in front of the fire station. I wound up hitting the curb and going up onto the grass a little bit. And it wasn't until, and I don't remember if I honked or didn't honk, but she noticed and she stopped. Whatever happened, she noticed that she had done this to me, and she stopped and she apologized profusely. I mean, just couldn't stop apologizing, wanted to make sure the car was okay, and then noticed that I had a baby in a car seat in the back seat of the car, and she freaked out because, oh my God, she almost killed a baby. Like, I mean, yes, you know, she almost killed me too, but almost killed a baby was a much more graphic depiction of her mistake at the moment. So that one for sure. And then a time that I almost caused an accident. I can think of all the times that I did cause an accident, but you want almost. I can't think of a specific instance. I mean, I'm sure there's a bunch of them, and there's probably some that I don't even know about because I didn't ever see the person. Because I was that oblivious. I hope not. But, you know, it must have happened sometime in my life that someone has narrowly avoided me. And I didn't even realize that they were there. So I'm trying to think of a good specific example. And off the top of my head, I can think of backing out of my driveway and not looking. And someone has to either slow down or swerve around me because I looked, and then I looked the other way, and then by the time I start backing up, I don't realize that someone has pulled out, or I just must not have seen them. I don't know. There's plenty of times that happens that I actually wind up, I look, double check, triple check, now I start backing out, and then all of a sudden there's someone there, and I stop, but I stop before the end of the driveway. I can think of at least one time where I wound up with my ass in the road, and someone had to either stop or go around me, and that was pretty embarrassing. So, because not only did I almost cause them to crash, but I did it right in front of my own house, so they know where I live. Oh, man. And so every time they pass by, they'll go, hey, that's where that idiot lives. It almost killed me. So, it's kind of a shame. Last one. This is 04. 04 is from Talvin. Hey, Talvin. And Talvin says, you are what you eat. So, what are you right now based on your most recent meal? Well, I am venison summer sausage. That's what I am. Venison summer sausage on white bread with a little bit of Miracle Whip. So, there you go. And that's all I had with it because, you know, I've been cutting the calories lately, and so that was my full meal for supper, and then, you know, I'll probably have a little snack later. But yeah, that's everything I got. So I am now venison summer sausage. I'm okay. I could be a great deer. I'm totally fine with that. I mean, hell, the deer's cool enough to be Harry Potter's Patronus, so it's good enough for me. All right, who am I to judge, right? Okay, and that was the end of the Podomatic. So now we're going to turn it over to GLaDOS, and she's going to give us a recap of this week's episode so far.
Remember when the platform was sliding into the fire pit and I said goodbye, and you were like,
no way.
And then I was all, we pretended we were going to murder you.
That was great.
This podcast is copyright 2020 by Nerd Pride Radio. The opening and closing theme is Death Metal Disco by Ian Kronk, and I didn't use any bumper music this week. But hey, if you want to help out Nerd Pride, subscribe to this podcast and whatever podcatcher you use, and then write us a review or... I've screwed this up. I know what the words are supposed to be, but as I'm reading them off, I forgot to shrink my page a little bit. And so, the ends of each line are cut off. And so I, out of habit, just moved to the next line and started reading, and it didn't make any sense at all. So let's go ahead and move this down to 75%. There we go. Is this great radio? You guys love this, don't you? All right. So let's start over again. If you want to help out Nerd Pride, subscribe to this podcast, whatever podcatcher you use, and write us a nice review or a crappy review as long as you give me 5 stars, because those stars are what makes the difference to the algorithm. And if you want to do something super nice for this podcast, recommend it to your friends, because you're enjoying it. So you need to spread the word and let other people enjoy it as well, because word of mouth is, it's my bread and butter, people. Yes. See, even my wife knows that. She's only listened to this 283 times. So, well, actually, more than that, because she has to listen to it while I'm recording sometimes, and then also is forced to listen to it when I play it back in the car. So, that poor woman. I mean, imagine putting up with that every single week. God, well, or every other week as it is now. Anyway, that doesn't matter. Remember, I am always looking for you listeners to do my work for me, so don't forget to send me questions and topics for the Podomatic. Let me know if you want to be included in Listener Betrayal, and if you have a really interesting nerd fact about an upcoming episode number, send it to me. Save me all of this grueling research. I mean, honestly, how did I come up with Trump building today? Man, these are tough. All right. Anyway, my contact information, mike@nerdprideradio.com. I've been on social media, but I don't really care about it, so don't try and contact me there. But honestly, really, the best way to talk to me, sign up for my forums at nerdprideradio.com/nerds. Sign up there. Send me a message. We will hang out together. We'll back up to social media. Well, it's not really so. Anyway, should I start a Nerd Pride Discord? Is that worth my time? I'm really liking Discord. We're now using it as a text chat place for a bunch of different games we're playing. There's some Godball stuff going on in there, different role-playing games that we're running. Is it worth doing a Nerd Pride one? Does that get too confusing? I don't even know. I've never done it for more than, you know, a half dozen people at a time. So... I don't know what it's like. I should ask Jacob. Jacob would know. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Talk to me about that. Anyway, we'll do that later. Sign up. Send me a message. We will hang out together. We will become... And I'm talking about on my website at nerdprideradio.com/nerds. You sign up. You send me a message. We will hang out together. We will become best friends in the world. We'll have fun. And now it's time for Listener Betrayal. Before I start recording every podcast, I send out messages to the people on my Gallium Club list. And if Aiden were here, he would send it out to our Platinum members. And I say, hey, I am recording. Here's a question. And then anything that they write or post or respond with, or anyway, my English is bad. But anything that they send to me, I will read off at the end of the podcast, which is what I'm doing right now. So straight into it. My first one comes from, I have to unlock my phone. Hold on a second. There we go. Woo. It is. Wow. Look at that. We got some good responses here. Let's go all the way back to, let's see. Oh yeah. My question first is from, let's see. There it is. Hello, Nerd Pride Radio Gallium Club member. Happy 02/02/2020. It's palindromic, because I'm recording on February 2nd, 2020. I am recording, and my question is, what would people close to you say is your greatest strength? All right. And my first response is from my wife, Lisa, and she says, integrity. Because when I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And I try to do the right thing, even when there's no one around to watch me or hold me accountable. And you know what? She's pretty good at that one. I would... As a person who is close to her, sorta, I mean, we've met, I would have said that her greatest strength was her empathy, her ability to feel for other people, and not just to feel for them, but then to also feel motivated to do something to help if it's required and if it's something that she can do. She's just very big-hearted that way. So anyway, that's my wife. I love her. Next up is, oh, nothing from Jacob. So sad. Next is Noah. Noah says, who's close to me? your family and friends, you dork? Friends, yeah. Yeah, clearly his humility. Your family and friends, you dork. There we go. We'll see if he gets back to me. All right. Yeah, physically. There's no one else in the house. I don't know what you're talking about. All right. That's Noah. Next is, oh, it's from Aiden. And then, no. You're not allowed to do that. His answer is, depression. That is not your strength. That is not you. Stop that. Oh, you totally unfair. All right. Aiden's greatest strength? Perseverance. That's Aiden. Perseverance and positive attitude. Bright sense of humor. Creativity. These are all great strengths that you have, and you could have said any one of those things. But you chose to go with the joke answer. Well, maybe it's not a joke. All right. No, Noah. Noah says, family? Friends? What are those exactly? All right. Yeah, let's go with...
What's going on with our children?
I'm a bad father. Darn it. I'm not even going to try with him. Which is what we said years ago. That's why he's so negative. Let's see. Nothing from Walrus. Oh, that's too bad. Walrus loves being able to reply. Oh, hey, here's one from Yancey. Yancey says his greatest strength is his ability to get under people's skin. Oh, my God, he is so good at that. Wow. Yeah, no, you are a master. And it could be used as a strength. It certainly could. Let's see. Next up. Is, oh, there it is. Okay, so that was Yancey. Oh, hey. All right, this one is, the answer came first, because apparently she's hanging out with Aiden at the moment. This is from Sla, and she says,
I'm sneaky and one hell of a treasure hunter. Now, I would have said something about your artistic talent, but again, my encounters with Sla have been limited. So therefore, I don't know her as like a friend, but I know her as, you know, a friend of my kids. So anyway, she said she's sneaky. And then I sent her the question because that's when Aiden called me and said, hey, Platinum Club member question. How come you're not sending this to Sla? And I went, oh, God, that's right. I forgot her last week. She must have dropped out of my list somewhere. So it's Sla, apparently. S-L-E, Sla. It's a, apparently that E is a schwa. Yeah, who knew? So she sent me the answer first because she was there with him. And then I replied. And she repeated the answer. And then I said, yeah, so sneaky that you ninja'd in your answer before I even asked the question. So she has now taken a bow, told me I'm welcome. Very cute. Let's see. What would people close to you say is your greatest strength? This is from Emily. She says, Dylan says, your arms. Jess says that I am understanding and compassionate. And then Dylan changes the answer and seriously says that Emily is a genuine person. Yeah, you know what? I will agree with all of those from what I know of you, Miss Emily. Next is from Akiva, and Akiva says, I don't know that I'm well equipped to answer that question. Oh, man. All right. I'll give it to you this time. Let's see. Oh, Sarah Beth. Sarah Beth says, let me ask. I'm assuming she's asking Pat. He says, it's putting my needs and desires aside for others. Okay, that is an accurate description of you. Now, and you know what? Sometimes a bit too much. You always have to remember to take care of yourself, too. Don't forget that, because you're awesome. And you're not going to be any good to anybody if you overextend yourself, which you well know, because you often overextend yourself. So just be careful. But yes, I would agree with your husband on that, assuming it's your husband you're asking. Okay. And then Sarah Beth continues and says, so, Mike, have you ever played a visual novel? If not, and no, I have not. Well, all right. I have a vague idea of what visual novels are, and I assume it's different than the what was the playable graphic novel that came out? It was where you play as the big bad wolf, who is a detective in a land of fairy tales, and it was based on a graphic novel, and that had a very similar structure, I assume, to visual novels, but I don't know for sure. I really, if not, do you think it's a genre you would like? Yeah, probably. I mean, I assume that's the kind of thing I would enjoy. So, I mean, like, this is like a much improved choose your own adventure. Oh, I mean, it's visual, so it's way more than that. But, would you play one for a property you weren't familiar with? Sure. I honestly have absolutely no idea what the possibilities are with visual novels. So therefore, yeah, I definitely give it a shot. There. If you have recommendations, I will take them. Next up. See, and all of that, I'm stumbling through that question and being awkward because I keep thinking to myself, God, should I stop now and just Google them? And then I realize, no. Much better radio if I just fake it and stammer a lot. That's how things work best. Next is from Ron. Ron says, his empathy. All right, excellent. And again, from what I know of you, Ron, that is accurate. And then he says, Mike, have you ever watched Russian dashcam videos on YouTube? I have seen many Russian dashcam videos, because they are very common, and Yancey likes them a lot, and so he's shared a bunch of them with me. But I've seen a bunch of them just on my own, too. So I've watched plenty of them. There's one that my wife just shared with me last night that we assume it's a Russian dash cam. We have no idea. But there's a box truck coming along, and it's following another box truck. And it goes to go – it moves over to the left lane just a little bit because there's a bicyclist on the shoulder of the road, and he's wanting to avoid the bicyclist. And, I mean, this truck just barely peeks out past the other truck, and suddenly this huge semi just completely wipes it out. Like, totally takes the back end of it off.
the truck itself, the box of it, just shatters, and it just rains, like flying pieces of debris just go raining all over this biker he was trying to avoid. And then after the dust clears, the biker continues to pedal on because he was completely unharmed, or at least not harmed enough that it stopped him from riding his bike. He just kept moving. Crazy stuff. So, yeah, and Russian dash cam videos are always things like that. It's just, there's so much footage. So many things that happen that, you know, heretofore we would not have even known existed. We wouldn't have believed the story if anyone told it to us. That's the kind of things that we catch on video nowadays. So, and then he has a question for Aiden about how much time he's logged into Fallout 4, which Aiden, unfortunately, is not here to answer. So, I'll send that over to him. Hold on a second. Okay. And we'll see if he responds before the show is over. Next is, ooh, it's from Kaz. Oh, always good to hear from Kaz. If people were to say I had a central strength, it would be my relentless positive attitude. That is absolutely true, my friend. All right, I love Kaz. Kaz. All right, next. Oh, it's Kyle. Kyle says, humor. And then he says, who do you want? Which, wow, man, you've got so many positive qualities. Look, you're a person I know extremely well. Humor is your greatest strength? Well, I guess so. Maybe. You have a lot of positive qualities. They're just all vying for attention at the top there, I suppose. Much like you, always vying for attention. All right. Then he says, who do you want to win the Super Bowl? Chiefs. I don't have a good reason for that. I just like the Chiefs. I mean, I guess maybe because they're closest to home, I know more Chiefs fans around here than I do Niners, I suppose. So anyway, and he says, all right, now, after you've said, let me Google who's in the Super Bowl. Yeah, screw you, man. Screw you. I know who's in the Super Bowl. I know who's in the Super Bowl almost every year, and I usually know what day it's on. All right? Man, you're... Because assuming that I had no idea who was in the Super Bowl, his response would then have been, nerd. You know, whatever, jerk. My brother is a huge football fan. He got that from my dad. That never sank in with me. Not ever. But yes, I do know who's playing in the Super Bowl. And again, Kansas City is in much closer proximity. It's to my location than just about any other team. So I know a lot of Chiefs fans. So we wind up getting Chiefs and we get Minnesota Vikings around here. But I mean, more than anything, we're all just Husker fans. That's, you know, that's our substitute for, you know, people don't care as much about the pro teams because, well, we got the Huskers. Yeah, it's all good. All right. Oh, hey, this one is from Dave, and Dave says, holy happy palindrome, Batman. I don't know. My unbridled enthusiasm. Emily says, and see, this is where you should trust Emily because she is, as the question refers to, a person close to you. Emily says, my intelligence on certain subjects, but she doesn't say which subjects. No, you are an amazing creative thinker, and you are incredibly knowledgeable, and your modesty aside, like, you pretend that you're not that talented and that you're not that clever, but you are. So, you know, as a person close to you, I can say those things. Emily is right on. And then says, how is your February treating you? Hey, my February is amazing. As you may have heard at the beginning of the podcast, had you listened to that? And I don't know if you have. My January, not great. Like I say, January just seemed to take forever. But now, I got a response from Aiden. But now, February, doing good. Last night, woke up in the middle of the night because my work phone was ringing, which never happens. And so I go to dig my work phone out, and if I can get it out soon enough, I will answer it. I mean, I'm not officially on call or anything, but if I answer it and it turns out to be an emergency and I actually have to do real work, then I can still claim the work time. And I don't mind being there to help because it is a 24-hour facility and, you know, people need things sometimes. And so I get there just in time to not catch the call before they hang up. And it's from a number I don't recognize, but it is within the area code. And I'm thinking, you know, maybe it's one of those spam calls, but spam callers aren't usually at 3 in the morning. But You never know. And so I just ignore it, and I let it go, and I go back to bed. Well, first Raven was relentless, just banging her head on us, asking for attention, which my first thought was, oh, they must be out of food, because Raven, yeah, not that is not so Raven, because Raven does not come around looking for affection unless she needs something. And so sure enough, food is empty, and since, you know, 3 a.m. is the time that she comes out of hiding to go eat and crap and all that kind of good stuff, that's when she has to let us know about it. So I got her food filled up for her, and I come back to bed, and not 2 minutes after I get back in bed, work phone rings again. Same number. This time I catch it in time, and I name my agency and say, how can I help you? And he goes, yeah, it's James. I'm like, yeah? Who are you looking for? You called me, man. I'm just calling back. And he says, oh, wasn't this my neighbor? And I said, no, this is a state government office. You've called a state government phone at 3 a.m. And so therefore it must be a wrong number. And he goes, what? I said, this is a state government phone that you have called in the middle of the night. Must be an error. He said, fuck you, man. Yeah, fuck you. And then that was it. That was the end of our conversation. But now, I told you that story to tell you this one. It's all the same story. Just kidding. So after hanging up with him, went back to bed, cuddled with my wife, and just had the best night's sleep after that. It's like all of a sudden the fog lifted and I slept hard and I woke up feeling rested and slept in nice and late. And oh man, all that gunk from the last couple of weeks just gone. So yeah, February's looking up. All right. Aiden says, over 1,000 hours, Ronster. And then he comes back because I have been babbling on for a while. He responded again and said, okay, I checked. 1209 to be exact. Wow. All right.
He does not have a life.
Because Ronster said he had 13 days logged. So 13 days times 24 hours is, oh man, why can't I do math in my head all of a sudden? 13 times 24 is 312 hours. So that puts Aiden at 52 days, like a full deck of cards worth of days. That's how many Aiden's got in. So, all right, let's see. Do I have any more? That was from Dave. Okay, there we go, Dave. All right, there's Noah being a smartass. There's Aiden with his answer. And then that was it. All right, we are all done, guys. Thank you so much for being here for this this kind of fluff episode. I appreciate all of the Podomatics and all of the great listener betrayal feedback so that you guys could put together a show for me. This is awesome. I love you guys. We'll be back next week whenever. Hopefully Aiden's going to be in on it again because it's been a little while since he's joined us. So we'll see you guys then. Thank you. Goodbye.